Welcome, everyone, to the Michigan Solutioning Session. The purpose of this meeting is to discuss the background, the risk and issues that we see, and to work on solutioning for those risks and issues together as a team. This is probably one of the most complicated implementations that we've done from an integration and design perspective. Therefore, all your input is extremely important and valuable to us. So let's get started, Earl.
Many seconds is that?
That was about 45 seconds.
Keep going now. Just make up stuff.
So let's start with the background of the implementation. For the state of Michigan, there are 7 distinct programs in scope. And each of those programs will require a certain number of payer portals. In total, 90 payer portals will need to be created. As we are all aware, basically one payer portal equals one implementation. Therefore, we need to come up with a design to incorporate all the workflows and configurations to make this efficient. Now, let's talk about each of the 7 programs. The first program is called Behavioral Health, and of the 90 payer portals, 46 of the payer portals come from Behavioral Health, and they are going to follow, which Cameron will review their workflows, our normal workflow process where we receive a member demographic file, an authorization file, and a provider file. However, the good thing with all these 7 programs, including Behavioral Health, we are going to be utilizing a new integration design, which many of you are familiar with, if not all of you, which is the member staging table, which means one vendor, Champs, which is a vendor for all the 7 programs, will provide us all the members in scope. That way, of the 3 files from each of the programs, we won't need the member demographic file because it will come from that one vendor called Champs. That being said, which is a huge accomplishment, and that is something the integration team is going to be working on, our main focus is really to solve and discuss the risks associated with creating the authorization file and the provider file for and managing it for each of these 90 payer portals. For the authorization file for Behavioral Health and MyHealthLink, Behavioral Health, MyHealthLink, and CTS, an authorization file will not be in scope. Therefore, we need them to build out a provider file. And the provider file, which as you can see is the number one risk on the board, will need to be created by all 90 payers and agencies in scope. So we will need 90 provider files. And they need to all be created and reviewed and QA'd. So we need to, number one, find a solution to make that more efficient. Number two, the authorization files. That's another risk. Most of the payer portals, about half of them, will need to send us authorization files, which means we'll have to find a way, again, similar to the provider file, to find a way to conduct QA and review their files and go through testing. Claims will be in scope. The third main risk is claims, which is claims will be in scope for half of the programs. So we need to go through the same process with authorization and provider file, but with 40 to 50 of the payer portals. So again, it's trying to figure out how can we do this in an efficient way, where usually we may only see one payer portal. Or even if we see a few, their rules and the way they manage it are all the same, it's going to be all distinct, which is something we've never done before. And those are the main risks we're going to talk through and hopefully find some solutions for. I'll now turn over to Cameron to go through the workflows currently that they've approved for each of the programs, so everyone has a further background before we begin solutioning for the risk. And then I'll go into the workflows, and then I'll just go into the first risk, open it up to the group, and then, you know, we'll have an open conversation.
How long was that?
About 5 minutes.
Great. Stop it now.